Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ryan Ruthroff, and you're listening to The Breaking Point. I got my co-host,
Jackson Ammons. What's up, guys?
And we have a guest in the studio today. How are you, my good sir?
I'm doing well. My name is Jack Kaisner. I'm glad to be on the show, guys.
So, Jackson, what are we going to be starting off? What is our plan for our show today?
Well, with Jack, we're going to do a Song of the Week, of course, and we got Breaking Feud. It'll be me against him since I won last round against Leo. This is the start of the second round, and it'll be me and Jack, and later we got Kendall and Addy facing off.
Yes, and that is our Breaking Feud tournament bracket, the fight for the championship.
If you're not caught up, you can find that on Instagram, breaking_point913, so you can check that out.
Yes. So, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today, Ryan. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So you work here at the station along with us. What do you specifically do?
I am the sports director here. I sort of manage the sports broadcast team that we have. I schedule the sports broadcasts, and I make sure everyone's doing their job, and I try to organize events for us and really keep us moving in the right direction. And I actually am the sideline man in pregame and postgame for varsity football games. And I do a variety of other things. I'll broadcast some middle school games or fill in for people if they need it. And tonight I'm actually broadcasting the girls volleyball game. So stay tuned for that. It'll start at 6:30.
And our show ends at 6:30, so yeah. Perfect timing. So you can just continue on listening and listening for Jack, seeing if he actually will beat Jackson and moving on to the next round. But I'm sorry, Jackson, I don't have that much confidence in you.
I don't either, honestly.
Last week with Leo, it was pretty brutal. It was close.
It was too close for comfort, though.
Yeah.
You're going down this week, Jackson. It's a fact.
Yeah. Jack told us before he came in here, I'm late. I've been studying up on Family Feud. I've been watching all episodes. He's prepared.
I was watching that, and I was just studying a dictionary. I read the entire dictionary before I came here. I'm not joking.
That must have been pretty boring, actually.
No, I enjoy gaining knowledge, Ryan.
Can you give us a definition of a word?
let's see here. Okay, fine. I can't think of anything off of the top of my head.
Well, that's not good for you because Breaking Feud is off the top of your head.
Maybe that's different. That's survey questions.
Maybe so. That's good. That's why you got a bye in our bracket. So this is your first time on Breaking Feud.
Yeah, that's right. So
we gave you the luxury bye first week.
You don't know what to expect. I could be terrible or I could be the greatest Breaking Feud player of all time. You know.
Jackson isn't that great of a player. When the first time we did this, it was name a white animal.
We gotta grab that clip again. Just keep playing it over and over.
His answer was albino gorilla.
Wow. So, yeah, that's an easy win today.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to take a quick break here. Stay tuned in to The Breaking Point. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
My name is Mr. Coughlin.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. And up next, we are going to be doing the Song of the Week. It's my time to choose the song. And the song that I chose is Irresistible by Fall Out Boy. Irresistible was released January 5th, 2015, and it reached number 77 on the Billboard charts. So I like it a lot. It's a pretty good song. It's the Song of the Week for The Breaking Point. And up next, after this, we're going to do some Breaking Feud, 91.3.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. Right now, my name is Jack Snammons, alongside Ryan Ruthroff and Jack Kaisner to my right. We're about to play Breaking Feud, and if you're new to the show, I'm going to do a very, very, very quick recap of the rules to Breaking Feud. It's pretty much exactly like Family Feud, but we made it our own by adding breaking in front, because that's what you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Ryan over here, the host, will ask a question. I don't know the answer. Jack doesn't know the answer. We're both contestants, and whoever raised their hand first will get called on, and we're trying to get the top answer of the question. So, for example, the most dangerous job, and I'd raise my hand and say fireman. And if that's the number two answer, Jack will get one chance. He'll say policeman. That's the number one answer. He'll win. So that's Breaking Feud. Ryan, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay,
Jack, are you ready?
I am so ready, Ryan. I was born ready.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Good.
Let's go.
So, this is how it works. Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
First one to raise their hand, I will call on, and you will try to get the number one answer.
Sounds good.
First question. Name a woman's name that only has three letters. Jack?
Anne.
That was the number one answer. Nice job, well, Jack. First points Let's on the board.
Go. I was going to say like May.
No. Good start. Well, so, sometimes Anne is spelled with four letters, A-N-N-E, yes. But mostly it's A-N-N-N. Like or A-N-N.
Or A-N-A.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Oh yeah, wait. I got you.
Three letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So.
It's not spelled A-I-N?
What?
What?
Oh, okay.
You thought Anne was
spelled... No, I was kidding. God.
I think you're trying to play that off there, Jackson.
No, yeah. All right.
That'd be like Ain, like Gain or something.
Okay. Anyway.
So Jack's up 1-0, best 3 out of 5.
Oh, early lead.
Next one. Name someone who children believe in. Jackson.
Santa Claus.
No!
That was number one right there.
That's right.
That was a question.
Nice job, Jackson.
Thank you. I pride myself on Santa Claus.
So now it's 1-1. Jack, what happened to that early lead you were talking about?
Well, you called on Jackson when I raised my hands first, so I sort of got a...
No, Jackson got that first
got
by
Bush
a second.
League right there.
Got that by a second.
Nope. This is all subjective, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm the true winner.
All right. Next one. 1-1. Name an animal in a pet store that probably won't attack someone. Jackson?
Cat.
Cat was number two.
Dog.
Dog is not on there. Dogs attack people. They can't attack people.
I have another one.
That no, you lost. Do you want to know what the number one answer is?
Wait, can I get a fish?
Yeah. Nice. Fish was number one answer.
Like, dang it.
A goldfish. Really? It can't do anything.
Unless it's Nemo.
Why are we only playing best 3 out of 5? This should be more.
If it's more, this could go on all day.
That's true.
It should be like best 5 out of 9.
You still got a chance.
All right. This could be the match. This is the match point right here. Jack, good luck.
Okay.
Are you ready this time?
I'm ready, Ryan. I've just been bush-leagued by your awful calls.
All right. For the win for Jackson, name a yellow fruit. Jack.
Banana.
That was number one right there.
How easy is that one?
If it was so easy, you'd even raise your hand.
Oh, boy.
Because I saw his hand go up first. I was like, okay, that's
stupid. I'm like sweating with nervousness and excitement right now. It's like game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Exactly. For the final question, for the win, to move on to the next round, name something a high school student might do in gym class. Jackson.
Sit-ups.
Sit-ups is 5. Jack, can you get anything above 5?
Ooh, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Run.
That was the number one answer.
Yes.
You were waiting.
Nice job, yes, Jack.
I was going to say that initially anyway. I just wanted to make sure of myself. I am the champion. I've moved on. Survive in advance, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait to see who I take on next week.
Speech. Who would you like to thank?
I would like to thank my my family, my friends, my lovely girlfriend, Kelsey. And I really just am so excited to move on. You know, I've worked so hard for this point in my life, and I really think I can go all the way. I really do.
All that dictionary reading paid off.
Yeah, exactly. All that preparation. Jackson, how do you feel after losing? After the win, the very close win you got last week, how do you feel losing this very close to?
I mean, it sucks, but, I mean, Jack, he was just the better man. I mean, he knew run, and that's why he has a girlfriend, and I don't. I mean, it's just... He knew run. I said sit-ups. It's just a pitiful answer.
Oh, goodness.
Nice job, Jack. But don't worry. The show is not over. We still have more coming up on The Breaking Point. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, and this next song is still in Love Song by Stills. Jackson, what are we doing after this?
We're going to play some Would You Rather with Jack. I mean, it's a pretty handy-dandy game show.
I like Would You Rather. Jack, how do you feel about Would You Rathers?
I can't wait to hear it. I'm really just still pumped from that win.
Well, I love Would You Rathers. I don't like them because Jackson makes them super challenging.
Yeah.
But if you want to give your answer, 844-4570 is the number. You're listening to 91.3.
Welcome back to Breaking Point, ladies and gentlemen. I love this song. This is my victory song, Bang on the Drum All Day. We play it on Hound Pound Sports Talk. That's my show. I really love to play this on there. It's also the Colts touchdown song. So take a listen. My victory song.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJ. Jack over there had his victory song play. Jack, how do you feel after that?
I'm on top of the world, Ryan. You know, I'm so grateful. You know, I've to be put in this position. I'm gonna savor this moment for the rest of my life. I really am.
You should
just brag some more, man. I'll hold the tears back.
So we moved his name on the bracket. And Jackson, where can they find the bracket?
On our Instagram, breaking_point913.
Yes, every show we'll update that with whoever moved on, so you can follow along yourself. But Jackson, done with Breaking Feud until our next guests come on to battle it out. Yes. What are we doing now?
Would you rather? Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
That was beautiful.
I know.
Yes, would you rathers. So, Jackson, do you have one for us first?
It's a pretty simple one. Would you rather own a big dog or a small dog?
I would go big.
Big?
Mostly because, if you don't know, I'm 6 feet 2 inches tall, so I'm a pretty tall guy. And having a tiny like chihuahua would just look a little awkward with me carrying him around.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. Small dogs, they're nice. Some of them are nice, like wiener dachshunds. Those are really cute. But I'd rather go with a big dog as well. I mean, ideal is medium, but that wasn't part of the question.
Nope,
so
nope.
You always round up, just like in math. So I'm going with a big dog.
I agree. I like big dogs better. They seem, I don't know, they seem more like...
You can cuddle with them more.
Yeah, and they seem friendly, honestly. I think big dogs are friendlier.
Yeah. So we all went big dogs? Nice, nice.
Yeah. You got one?
Yes, I do have one. Would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or World War III?
We already did this one, and I said zombie apocalypse.
Jack didn't do it with us. I want to see Jack's opinion.
There's already been two World Wars, and we've moved on fine, so I think I'm going to go with World War III, because if there's a zombie apocalypse, that pretty much means the world has ended. So
yeah,
we have a better chance of surviving if it's World War III.
I'd rather do zombie apocalypse.
I think zombie apocalypse.
You guys watch way too much Walking Dead.
Yes, that's very true.
I actually don't watch it at all.
I watch it, but still, I'd go with World War III.
I like the show a lot. Would you rather be a thief or a beggar?
Thief.
I'm going with thief, too.
Thief, definitely.
One question. With the thief, can you get away with it? Or is it just like either you do or don't?
Well, I'm going to go you're a professional beggar, so why not a professional thief?
I'd go thief, then.
Thief.
Heck yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Do you like these giant heists?
Oh, yeah. Get millions. But
we did not promote this.
Yes, we're not promoting anything.
It's just our opinion.
Would you rather be a wizard or a ninja?
Are you kidding me? Wizard.
Yeah.
How would you not want to do magic? You could, like, do so much cool stuff.
Wizard.
You said wizard, Jackson?
Yeah, wizard.
Well,
that's because last time it was pirates versus ninjas. I don't want to be a pirate.
All ninjas are like flexible and could do cool stuff. And
Jack, ninja or pirate?
Ninja or pirate?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a modern day pirate or a pirate from like the 1300s?
I always picture it as pirate from 1300s.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It'd be sort of fun to dress up in the eye patch and stuff. And
yes!
That's the answer.
And look for treasure, so I'm going with
pirate.
It'd
also be fun to be a ninja, right?
It'd be fun, but I think pirate would be better,
Jack,
honestly.
Jack, I hate you.
In case you don't know, we've had this argument before, and Jackson, so far, out of like 7 people, Jackson's the only one that has said
no.
Ninja.
No, somebody else did.
Okay, two. Yeah. Two people out of 7.
I think it was Zach Miller.
Yeah, it was Z Mills.
Yeah. Z Mills.
Z Mills, what a guy.
Yep. This has been a long going argument since last year on my last show. Would you rather get stuck in a broken elevator for 5 hours or stuck on a broken ski lift?
Elevator. Wait. I might change that. Because on one hand, with the elevator, you're not in the elements of outside like you would be on a ski lift, but you're in a very confined space and it could get claustrophobic. But on a ski lift, you could be really cold, but
Well, it's not like you didn't dress prepared, like, because you're going skiing.
You could still be pretty cold. And I don't know. I'm actually going to go ski lift because I hate being claustrophobic.
I'm going to go ski lift, too. Same reason as Jack. Even if you say you aren't claustrophobic, after a while, you will become claustrophobic easily.
And there's
a potential you could have that one weird kid that's in there with you.
Being stuck in an elevator with someone you don't like for 5 hours.
What is that one movie? That's a nightmare. What's that one demon movie?
It's a scary movie about being stuck in an elevator with, like, the devil or something.
There's, like, 7 people in there or something like that, and then one of them is, like, killing everybody else. It's a good movie, but
oh, that's pleasant.
I know.
Very frightening.
It's frightening.
So, would you rather have all of your dreams come true, but have a 10% chance of instant death, or be completely average with nothing special about you?
I feel like I already have a 10% chance of death. Like,
I mean,
it's like 50-50, like, honestly.
Instant death?
Instant death. 10% chance.
Does that mean, like, you would combust spontaneously?
Exactly. Instantly.
That'd be kind of cool.
No.
Not for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Average, I mean, or have everything come true?
I'm a big believer in hard work, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to say average, because if you work hard, you can make all your dreams come true.
And you're gonna bang on the drum all day. Anyway.
That was random.
I know. But you said all dreams come true, and then it reminded me of my long-term dream to be a football player. My 140 pounds.
I see where you're going.
And they brought me back to the Colts, and then, yeah, just a big train of thought. Would you rather work more hours per day, but less days, or work less hours, but more days?
I actually do work, and I think I prefer the more hours, less day.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's tough.
I would go more hours, less days, because you can, if you are able to choose which days.
That's very true.
Then you could just be like, oh, I'm not doing anything this day, or this day. And you could get those days done and be free for the rest of the week.
I'd have to agree with Ryan.
I'm going to go with work less hours per day, but more days, just because I like routine. During the summer, I had a summer job that was 8 to 12, and I just did it every Monday through Friday.
That's actually really good. Those are really good hours.
I loved it.
Where'd you work?
It was MRI. It's like a management recruiting company.
Thing. Okay, cool.
I was like a little secretary thing person that was, yeah. It was
run
fun.
To get the coffee for all the big time people.
No, no, I like organized this one other person, my boss, and just helped her keep on track with her schedule. It was fun.
So one final would you rather. This one's perfect because it's music based. Which star do you prefer?
Justin Bieber. Oh, okay, wait, what?
Michael Jackson or Justin Bieber?
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah. What's your reason why for Michael Jackson?
Because he's not Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's a good reason, Jack.
Same thing.
I like his music. It's way better than Justin Bieber's. It's not as feely inside.
Justin Bieber's new song isn't bad, though.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble expressing your feelings, Ryan?
I do. I actually do. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Jack, you still have to say your final goodbyes, but before that, we're going to play this one final song, Seasons by Future Islands on 91.3 WHJE. Welcome back to the Breaking Feud on 91.3 WHJE, and this is our final goodbyes to Jack.
Goodbye, guys. I'd really like to thank you for the opportunity you gave me. Thank you, Jackson. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity you gave me to come on your show. It's a great show, and I really enjoyed playing Breaking Feud. I was down 2-1, but I made a glorious comeback and was able to edge Jackson Ammons out 3-2. I really feel good about myself, and in a couple weeks, I play the winner of Sam Wiederhoft and Ben Miller, two of our fellow radio staff members. And if Sam Wiederhoft, the play-by-play man for football, one of my really good friends and one of my fellow hosts on Hound Pound Sports Talk, if we clash, it's going to be an epic beatdown. I will destroy you, Sam Wiederhoft. I'm coming for you. That is my final goodbye.
Wow, very confident there.
Very violent.
How do you feel about that? He didn't even care about your feelings or anything.
Honestly, if he beats Sam, it'll be awesome. I'm excited that he gets to face Sam rather than me, honestly.
Jackson, if there was someone I would want to beat me, it would be you.
Oh, thanks,
very
man.
Mature of you, Jack.
Or Addie. She's about to join the show.
Yes, Addie will be going up against Kendall, two more fellow radio students. We'll introduce them later in the show. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, and this next song must be the one by She Wants Revenge. Stay tuned. We got more Breaking Feud, and we got Jax's favorite top six at six. You're listening to The Breaking Feud on 91.3 WHJE, The Edge.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. I'm Jax Namis alongside here Ryan Ruthrop, and we have two guests on our show who are about to clash it out in Breaking Feud.
Addie. Yeah, I'm so
Addie,
excited.
You're going down, Addie.
Oh my goodness. This is going to be a total, like, this is going to be like, there's going to be a fight in here.
This is going to be an interesting one. I don't even know what to expect with this.
We got Addie, who's been on the show three times already, and he's
3-0. So, Kendall, I don't know, you got a lot of brains, a lot of guts there.
Yeah, you're right. You have a lot of brains.
I have a lot more. You have a lot of guts saying that.
She's going to need a lot of brains to beat Addie.
Well, I got to be confident. Got to go in confident, and then maybe the outcome will be good.
So we got Addie and Kendall, clash not breaking feud.
That's not till later, though. Let's get to know these two. Addie, you're here at the station. What do you do?
I am in the public service department, and that's the department that makes all of the PSAs and stuff that you hear on the station, and then also we do all the DJ events. And so if you're in Carmel and you ever need a DJ, we're your people.
Kendall, what do you do here at the station for us?
She doesn't do a lot. I mean,
wow.
Oh my goodness. Well, I do more than you know, Jackson.
Yeah.
I am the manager of the promotions department. So basically what I do is I'm handing out all the work to the staff here at WHJE, and I get all of the in-between images put into the system, all of our promotions for the station. I make sure that they're quality production before I put them all into the system. I produce my own work.
It's a lot.
And on the side, everyone, she is the most helpful person. Like, if you're ever just like, I know whenever I'm freaking out, I'm like, Kendall, I need you. And she's just always there to help and listen to your work.
Wow, so, Addie. You know I'm sitting right here, Addie. I can hear you.
Yeah, Ryan. You're okay, Ryan.
You know, Ryan, you're good and all, but when it comes down to production, I mean I'm kind of the go-to person. So I hate to break it to you, man, but
I will agree with that.
On The Breaking Point.
There's a reason why I have the show-based stuff and not behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, before we do Breaking Feud, what are we going to do after this song?
After this song, we're going to do Story of the Week, and I got a pretty interesting story. You guys might have heard of it. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to give you a clue. It happened in Brazil just a few days ago.
Yes, it should be pretty interesting. We're going to talk about it right after this song, and this next song on The Breaking Point is Slow Hands by Interpol. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. My name is Jax Nammons. As you guys know, this is Ryan Rutheroff and Addie and Kendall.
Hey, guys.
Sup?
How's everyone doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
So good. I'm anticipating this Breaking Feud in a little bit.
Before we do that, though
I want to know about Brazil.
Yeah, Jackson got a story for us.
I do, and it's really entertaining. It's Katy Perry had a concert in Brazil last night. Or not last night, but a few nights ago. Actually, I think it was last night. Anyway, I'm not very prepared. No,
Jackson, how dare you?
Sometime this week, past week.
I think it was last night. A fan got a little too personal with Katy Perry when she invited her up on stage. And the fan starts kissing her on the neck.
Oh, no.
Getting a little touchy-touchy.
Ew,
with her
Jackson,
hands.
Why are you sharing this?
Because it was a very. Katy Perry did an amazing job, though. She was reacting perfectly. She was telling the audience what was happening, which I thought was really funny, but she wasn't getting
mad
about it.
Security guards? Like, I feel like security guards would be like, okay, let's back this up.
We got about a 20-second clip to play for you guys from that concert, so here it is.
Handling well. Are you a Katy Cat? I think she's rolling.
A fan told TMZ she wasn't high. Exhausted, adding she couldn't stop hugging and smelling Katy, the star.
So yeah.
What was that
that clip, Ryan?
I'm so sorry.
What was that clip?
What in goodness sake is this? Like, I'm crying right now.
Did the clip not play?
Yeah, I think so.
It played the wrong clip. Let's just try that again.
Was it coming through the headphones?
No, it's supposed to be going on air. So let's try this again. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Here we go.
Ryan's operating the board.
She wasn't just hugging Katie.
She's kissing my neck. What?
So that's the clip right there. It's Katie.
Oh my gosh.
That's an announcer.
Jackson, I feel really uncomfortable. I feel very violated. I like literally when that clip was going on, I think they had to turn off the microphones because of me.
Eddie
I was
like, laughing so
over
hard.
Here, just like laughing like crazy. I'm like, Jackson, why did you share that? But that is something I definitely did not know. I hadn't heard that this week.
It's definitely entertaining.
It's just a very unusual story.
It is unusual.
That's what the breaking point is. We're all about unusual stories.
What would you do if you were Katy Perry in that position?
I literally would push her off the stage. I'd be like, I have my own little bubble. Like, don't get in it. You know, you have your bubble. I have mine.
But that's one of your super fans. You're going to just get pushed one of your super fans away from you.
Yep. According she to, can go live in her little bubble
according
somewhere
According to
else.
Katy Perry, she's a Katy Cat.
You're pushing a Katy Cat away.
Whatever. Get her out of my way. I like my space, so... Meow.
What about you?
That's
what about
gross.
You, Kendall?
Sleeve. What? I don't know what I would do. I'd feel violated. No.
When Ryan said you would tell her to leave, I'd be like, meouch, this is uncomfortable. Leave me alone. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I was trying to be punny. It didn't really work.
Get it. Okay, never mind.
Oh my goodness. I honestly don't know what I'd do. I think I'd handle it about as well as she did.
That's all you can hope, right?
All I can hope. I feel so awkward. I just don't even know what to say or how to react to it. So
thank goodness we're not Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Addie, were you here when the bra story?
No. I'm sorry, what?
The bra story.
It was a lightning bolt came down from the sky, obviously, and electroshocked this girl in the underwire in her bra, saved her life because it got super hot and all the lightning was directed to the metal. So it was.
Why are we talking?
That's
about
how her life was saved.
We're done talking about this because guess what time it is, Jackson? It is 6 o'clock, and it's time for Jackson's favorite top six at six. Kendall has picked out a topic from our imaginary hat that we have.
Oh, I have.
Nobody knows what it is.
Well, I know now.
No. Jackson knows now, but we're going to list off our top six blank. Jackson?
Sports. Top six favorite sports.
Sports or sport teams?
Sports.
Sports.
Yes.
Great that we have two girls on this show for this one.
Ooh, hey, that's very sexist.
Last week it was cars. So yeah, that was pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, who wants to start? Kendall, you're our guest.
Yeah.
I need to name my...
Just your favorite sport.
Your number one favorite sport.
My favorite sport would probably be football.
Football, okay. Addie, what about you?
I'm going to have to go with football. Same, like, watch. Not necessarily play, but I like to watch football.
Wait, football or football?
Football Americano.
There you go.
Okay, that's the same thing.
It reminds me of, like, fall, and it's just, like, nice. And
Ryan,
it literally just reminds me of warm soup and my dad and my brother watching the Michigan football game.
Gosh, I never knew sports could get so girly.
No. Well, my dad would always make soup, so I
and cuddle up in your blanket.
Yeah,
right,
no,
with your soup.
No, I just eat soup. I'd just be shoving soup down my throat, and it would be great. So
Ryan,
football for the win.
I would go with football because long live America. Jackson.
Oh.
I'm speechless. Okay.
Jackson, he's gonna like polo or something. I like polo.
I love the game pool.
I like figure skating.
Basketball is my number one.
Wow, changing it up. Yeah. Okay, Kendall, back to you. What's your number two favorite sport?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. I like baseball.
Ooh,
I enjoy
really?
Just going to like baseball games and hearing, you know, take me out to the ball game.
Jack, that's a tip for you.
I would go with basketball. I like watching basketball. I broadcast basketball. It's fun.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so number
two for you.
Football, then, yeah.
Football. Kendall, you're number three.
I'd have to go with baseball.
Baseball.
I'm going to switch it up with Kendall and go with basketball for my number three.
Oh, I don't think I would consider baseball. I would go with soccer. Soccer is number three. I like soccer. I like watching a lot. Jackson, number three.
Swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, I like to swim.
Oh,
it's not exactly like a professional sport that's like aired on TV, but I like swimming.
Tell that to Michael Phelps.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, but it's not okay. It's not a very popular sport.
Yes, there
I like
you
swimming.
Go.
I like swimming.
Okay, that's different. Kendall,
tennis.
Four. Your number four was tennis. Why?
Because I don't know. I like tennis. I think
good
the
reason.
I think Wii Sports has given me a new respect for tennis. Girls tennis makes me very uncomfortable, but I do like watching like guys tennis.
Okay, we're just gonna move on from that. Addie.
I like ping pong. Ping pong is fun. I guess that'd be considered a sport.
I like ping pong too. I'm not good at it, but I like it. My number four, probably hockey.
Hockey?
Hockey's fun.
I like hockey.
Yeah, you get to watch people beat each other up.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, it happens in hockey a lot.
And it's football too, sometimes.
Yes.
Actually, all the time.
Jackson, you're number four.
I actually recently played bowling, and I did really well. I got like six strikes in one game. Yeah. And
interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was really surprised, but so I'm gonna go bowling now. I feel like I'm some like professional bowler that I haven't like come across yet in my life.
Sure.
You haven't come across yourself before?
Well, I haven't. I didn't know I had this ability.
You have this
you know?
Like special talent.
Yeah,
that
for
you
bowling.
You should join the Carmel High School bowling team.
Do we have one?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
You can actually get like scholarships and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So Kay. Kendall, what's your fifth favorite sport?
Fifth favorite? I'm going to have to go with, oh goodness. Well, this is debatable because some people don't consider this to be a sport. I consider it to be a sport 100%, and that would be dance.
I knew you were going to say that.
Actually, honestly, I would move dance to my number one favorite sport, but since it's so debated, like whether it actually is
dance?
A sport or not, I used to dance.
What kind, like a hip hop or like a ballet?
Oh, you
tango?
Don't. You don't want to see me do hip hop.
Zumba.
No,
I can't say.
I was actually
hip-hop.
A ballerina.
Oh.
And I did that for 12 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, ballet, I did jazz for a little while. I did contemporary, you know, I did a bunch of different things, but honestly, I think dance if it weren't so debated as to whether it actually is a sport or not, I would put that as my number 1, but in this case I'll put it as number 5 just cuz I just thought of it.
Quick mini debate, dance a sport?
Addie? Yes. Okay, literally your heart rate gets going.
I know,
you're getting
I
your
you.
Exercise.
Thank you, Addie.
Yes, I would say it is.
I say it's a sport. Yeah.
Okay, good debate.
Yeah.
Addie, number 5.
Well, I'm actually going to say number 5 only because my friend is texting me right now, Miriam Wright. She's texting me. She's like, Addie, she's harassing me to say it. And she is a fencer. And I actually think that's pretty cool.
Whoa.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Know,
oh, my gosh.
Whenever I think
classic
of fencing,
scene. Classic
I always
scene.
Think of that. And so that one's for you, Miriam.
I didn't know she was a fencer. That's
yeah.
She used to do it.
My number 5 would probably be snowboarding. I like snowboarding. I actually do it in the winter when we actually get snow here in Indiana.
Wow.
Jackson, you're 5.
Soccer. Yeah, I like to watch it. Don't like to play it, but I like to watch it.
Kendall, last one. 6 favorite sports.
I don't even know. I can't even think of another sport right now.
You got it.
Yeah.
Kicked off
figure
the show.
Skating.
Okay.
What up?
That's a sport. It counts.
Figure skating. I'm going to go with Jackson with bowling. Bowling's just a fun thing to do with your friends and your spare time. Get what I just did there?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That was really bad.
Didn't.
Actually, that was really good.
I'm going to go baseball as my 6th sport. Jackson, final one. Final say.
Go with tennis.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Not bad. So that was our top 6 at 6.
In 6.
In 6. Yeah, we got it in 6 minutes. Wow. I like
it. Go team. Go team. What now?
Yeah.
Nice high five, guys. Stay tuned, though, because we are going to do the Breaking Feud, the tournament.
Dun, dun, so
dun.
On.
Yeah.
The tournament continues with Addie going up against Kendall. Who will move on?
Me.
Stay tuned.
Excuse
you're listening
me,
to.
We all know it.
You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE.
Team Kendall.
You're listening to.
Team
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. And up next, we got some Breaking Feud. The tournament continues. Is everybody ready?
Oh, I'm
ready.
So ready.
Whoa, my volume was really loud. No, I'm not ready. I'm ready as I'll ever be, Ryan.
So
let's go.
All right, so Jackson, you want to explain the rules real quick for us?
No, let's go.
Okay, good talk.
Wait, okay. Cool.
I'll quickly explain the rules.
Thanks, Jackson. I've never been on here before, and you're not going to tell me the rules. I think I'm at a slight disadvantage here.
So rules are, it's best 3 out of 5. Your goal is to get the number one answer that's on the chart. I'm going to say a question. You're going to raise your hand. First one to raise their hand will get to answer first. You get 5 seconds to answer.
Yeah.
If you get the number one answer, you win that round. If you don't get an answer at all on the board, your opponent gets to try, and they just need at least something on the board.
So what if Addie picks, like, the number three answer?
Then you get a chance.
Then you get a chance? You get a chance to get 2 or 1.
If she went first. If you went first, you don't get a chance.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So are you guys ready?
Ready as all ready.
Jackson will be the judge on who raises their hand first. And if you raise your hand before I finish the question, I will just stop the question right there and guess you're going to have to guess.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you already know.
Let's go.
I have the hiccups.
We are ready, ladies and gentlemen. Our guests are ready. Jackson, I don't know about him. He's usually never ready, but we're going
I'm
on.
I'm never ready.
We're going on anyways. So, hands on the table.
I will be the judge now, since I can't play anymore.
Yes, Jackson lost last round. But it's so good, but now you can actually help me.
Yeah.
So, first question. Name something you associate with the Super Bowl.
Addie.
Commercials.
That was number 3.
Oh.
Kendall, can you get 1 or 2?
Snacks.
My gosh, guys.
would you count that as one of them?
What?
Snacks?
No.
No?
Excuse me, what?
No. Sorry, Kendall, but you do not get any points this round. Addie got... The
wonderful.
Points. You
wonderful.
Didn't get the number one answer was football.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I thought that after I said commercials.
Fail.
Number 2 was having parties.
Oh, shit.
Having 3 was commercials. And having 4 was halftime show.
Which a few years ago featured Katy Perry.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's not talk about that anymore.
Let's not go back there.
So, Addie's up 1-0. The lead has started.
It's on,
girl.
Let's
see if Addie could go 4-0 here.
Meh.
Next one. Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
Name a movie that has magic in it.
Addie.
The Wizard of Oz.
No.
No, not on there.
Harry Potter.
That was number 1.
Oh, man. Addie, what? That was so obvious.
I don't even know. Wait, does The Wizard of Oz even have magic in it? I don't think
it does, but I don't think it's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wizard of Oz? It's
yes, it
play.
Is.
Oh, Wizard of, I think Wizard of Waverly Place. I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
All right.
No,
we're tied 1-1.
Ooh.
Pressure's on. Best 3 out of 5. Next question. Hands on the table.
Oh, no. Hiccups. I'm struggling with the hiccups over here.
Someone's a little nervous. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Name a phrase that begins with the word jump.
Addie.
5.
Jump up and down.
4. No.
Kendall.
5. 4.
Jump in.
Nope, not on there. Addie, back to you. 5. 4.
Jump over
3.
The hedge.
No.
I don't know.
Name a phrase that begins with the word jump. It's a phrase.
I promise you it's a popular phrase.
Yeah. Kendall, 5. 4. 3.
Jump.
2. 1.
Jump and sing.
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll give you a hint.
No,
oh.
We'll not give hints.
No
we'll
hints?
Give them one last try for each of them. So, Addie, last try.
Jump on it.
No. Kendall.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, my God. Is
final.
This even... Okay,
there are 7 possible answers.
There's
4.
7.
3.
But I'm confused. It has
you
to
don't
start.
Have time to think.
It has
nope.
to start with
this.
The word jump?
Yes.
I don't think she should get this
no,
time.
She,
this is
yeah, she took
no,
too
I'm
long.
Definitely not going to get it this time. I have no clue.
Nice.
Okay.
No clue. The number one answer, jump rope.
Oh,
that's not
right. I thought you meant.
Jump.
I thought
you
had an item.
Like an.
No, there are phrases.
Yes.
Jump for joy.
Oh my gosh, jump for joy. That
then
is
jump start.
Jump start, then jump up, then jumping jacks.
Wow.
Jump for joy, jump the broom, and jump the gun.
I am surprised jump in is not one.
Yes.
I would have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would have thought jump
yeah.
in. I'm really struggling with my hiccups,
yeah, that
guys.
Was that was fun.
All right, so that one went to no one.
Name some place you might hear an echo.
Addie.
In a closet.
What?
I don't know.
Gymnasium.
Seriously,
gym.
Guys.
Oh, gym.
No.
Gym.
Neither of you got it. Addie, back to you. Name a place you might hear an echo.
A stadium?
No.
Empty room.
No.
I think, okay, I'm sitting in the wrong chair. Kendall's sitting in my special
I'm sorry,
chair.
Addie, answer the question.
And an echo, okay, echo. Oh, outside.
Oh, my.
Outside?
I'm like, in the
echo,
studio.
Like, you can, like, scream outside and you hear an echo.
Kendall, please get this.
Okay, can you say the question one more?
Name someplace you might hear an echo.
So, oh, so it's not some, okay. A canyon. A valley.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's up?
Thank you. You got the number two answer.
Well, okay. Was number one, okay. Was it?
No, Addie. Echo. Echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Not just out into the distance.
What do you think?
You're giving her too many hints. I want to get this one.
No,
won.
No.
You
she. Yeah, okay. You won.
I don't know.
Cave.
Cave. Number one answer.
Oh.
Then a hallway. Then a phone booth.
Okay, these are all stupid
mountain,
questions.
Bath. That's what everyone says when they start losing.
Ooh.
Okay, Kendall, wait. What are we?
One. Two. Kendall two. Addie one.
How many more questions?
Until
it's
someone
three
gets
five.
Three or five. So Kendall could win right here. Addie.
Okay.
Can
this
get
is
her
not
first
gonna
loss.
Happen. No, I
here
do not
go.
Want this.
Hands on the table. Name a beverage served hot. Addie.
Coffee.
That was number one right there.
Dang
yeah.
It! Oh no.
What were you gonna say, Kendall?
Hot chocolate.
That That's was only three.
Oh.
Tea was ugh. Two. Tea.
I would have never said tea.
And then apple cider.
Oh.
I like hot apple cider.
So here's the game point. Whoever wins this will
move
on to the
gracious.
Next round into the bracket of Breaking Feud. Are you two ready?
I'm so ready.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Jackson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It Make it hard so she can't
Here we
get
go.
It right.
Name a fruit that lollipops are flavored like.
Five.
Apple.
Four. Apple is six. Kendall, you just need to get one through five.
Strawberry.
Four, you got it.
Yes!
Kendall moves
oh
on
goodness.
To the next round.
Bye, Addie. What was number one? Was it grape? Don't tell me it was
Cherry.
Grape.
Cherry.
That was going to be my next
Grape
guess.
Was two.
Orange
Darn
was three.
Darn it, grape is my favorite.
Melon was five. Strawberry was four. And watermelon
Actually,
was
Actually, I would have thought apple,
six.
Too. Like, if I would have had my hand up first, I would have said apple.
Darn it.
I would have, too.
But
that's okay.
Nice, nice job, Kendall.
You beat
Sound
me.
Sound effects were so late.
Speech,
job,
speech,
girl.
Speech, 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 speech.
I would like to thank my family. I would like to thank my friends. I would like to thank you guys for this opportunity. I would like to thank my dog.
You have a dog.
What?
You have a dog?
Oh, yes, I have a dog.
What's his name? Her name.
His name is Toby.
Toby.
Thank you, Toby.
Yes, thank you, Toby, for giving Kendall this win. Addie, how do you feel after your first loss?
I actually feel very, like, sad, because this like, show, I feel like I've been, like, you guys have just welcomed me with, like, wide arms and just loved me, and
you guys have loved her.
I just,
yeah. Addie, they
I
won't
feel
stop
sad.
Loving
like,
you.
I know they won't stop loving me.
They won't
me,
close
but,
their arms.
Well, until today, because she lost. But,
well, if they close their arms, I'll open my arms, okay?
Because you're yeah. so helpful, Kendall.
Yeah.
But like, it makes me sad to think I'm not going to be on here, but.
Well,
probably
well,
be
I'll
on
be back
future.
On.
You'll
Sometime.
Be back, I'm sure.
Everyone eventually comes back.
Everyone
can't
comes
leave
back
the
around.
Breaking point.
Yeah, but no, it's been a lot of fun. Congratulations, Kendall.
Oh,
I'm really
you.
Happy for you.
It was a good game. I thought it was a good game.
It's fun.
It was
overall,
close. It was
whether
close.
You win or lose, I gotta say, it does stink losing, but it feels good knowing that you won.
Oh, that's
like
so sweet.
There's no one else I'd want to lose against.
Fun
okay.
fact, Addie,
okay.
Addie is the most positive person you will ever meet. So even
oh,
when she loses,
so.
She's like the most positive loser. I think I've ever. I would be like, oh my gosh, I hate
the
you.
The most positive
she's
loser.
Like, she's like, oh, Addie's I'm glad it was you. And it's just like, seriously, why can't I have
Jack
that outlook?
Jack said that. Addie stole.
The what?
Nice job, Jack.
Were you not listening to Jack?
What?
That's exactly what he said to me. If there was
oh.
anyone I had
oh,
to lose to,
true.
It'd be Jackson.
Actually, I didn't. I forgot he said that, but
it made myself
Kendall
all
is a dear
inside.
Friend of mine, so. Oh.
This is getting really loving.
Yeah.
A little so too much loving. Let's go to a break.
Yeah, we're going to go to a quick break here. You're listening to The Breaking Point on WSJE. Jackson, how do you feel after that Breaking Feud?
I thought it was a great game, even though they can't guess cave for their life or football for soul.
Hey,
for
I was close.
We're not talking about this. But stay tuned here to 91.3 WSJE because we're going to say our final goodbyes until next week. You're listening to The Breaking Point. Jackson.
Congratulations, Kendall. That's all I got to say.
Go, Kendall. Woo-hoo.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point, and it is that time of the day for us to go. So sad.
Boo.
But don't worry, we're going to be back next week, every Thursday, 5 to 6:30. But we want to have our two guests say their final goodbyes. Kendall will be back on in about 2 weeks. Addie will be back on sometime in the future, probably.
Yay.
But
no, don't say
she'll
probably.
She'll be back when I'm on, because she's going to come be my moral support.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no.
Shot down.
So, Addie, we'll start with you. Any final goodbyes?
I just want to say thank you, guys. I know I'm, like, making this all, like, heartfelt and stuff. I promise I won't cry. No, I'm just kidding. But I had a lot of fun, and I always have a lot of fun, and I'm going to have a lot of fun listening, like I always do, even when I'm not on the show. And Kendall, you're an amazing opponent. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
And we had an interesting, the fact today was pretty interesting.
The story of the week.
Yeah, so I always have so much fun on just listening. And just know that if you're listening in your car right now, you can listen online anytime. Wherever you're at, you can listen online. And
yeah, so listen in 2 weeks when Kendall comes back on.
Yeah.
The website is whje.com, and you just click the listen live button. Easy as that.
So I'm just grateful to have been a part of this show. I have to say, not picking favorites or anything, but this has to be my favorite show on WHJE. So awesome. Thanks, guys.
So Kendall made it to the final four. We got Jack in there right now. And next week we'll have Sam Wiederhat
going up against Ben Miller.
Ben Miller. We got Nihirika
Katragata
going against Emily Patton.
Yes.
Kendall. So one of them, or two of them, will make it to the final four and be playing. Kendall will be either be playing Emily or Nihirika.
Yes, Kendall, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited on it. I think this is fun. I didn't really know what to expect when I came on here, but I like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I think that it's really entertaining. I mean, I listened to it like last week or whatever, and I thought it was really fun, and I'm glad that I'm on here. I'm glad that I did get to advance, and I'm glad that I got to face off against Addie. I'm glad that I had Addie,
because
she's so understanding, and she's just like totally cool with it. So
you think you can take Nihirika
or Emily?
I think I could.
Or
I
Emily.
Could, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get too big for my head. So I'm just going to say, you know, may the best one win.
Wow.
Good job. Jackson, where can they find this bracket if they want to check it out?
Our Instagram, obviously, breaking_point913. And while you're at it, also follow WHE Radio.
Yes.
That's what we're on
right
now.
That's Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And catch the game right after this.
Yes, there is the soccer game with Jack Kaiser, who was just on. Followed with Nick Lewis. Both of them broadcasting. Just stay tuned. But that's going to do it for us here on The Breaking Point. Jackson, how'd you feel this week went?
I thought it was a good show, and we're going to be prepping a lot next week because this thing's getting bigger and bigger with the Final Four. More of you guys are listening. More of you guys are calling in, so it's going to be awesome.
See you next week, everybody.
You're tuned in to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds. Stay tuned to listen to some girls volleyball action with Jack Kaiser and Nick Lewis. This is The Edge.